My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
We're going to the ground as we gear up for a Green Thumb show. We're on the set of A&E's Fix This Yard.
Designer, furniture maker, and friend Amy Devers sets her shovel aside and shows us the landscape from the treetops to design details of this fix.
And we get a look inside this outdoor show with series producer Bart McAchee and find out how a yard goes from eyesore to outstanding.
Fix This Yard project manager Alan Luxmore breaks out of the bushes and ivy to talk about Extreme Makeover Home Edition, the Picker Sisters, and how this host got rock solid.
You know, this is starting to grow on me.
Home improvement happens now on My Fix It Up Life. Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
It's an inconsequential job I work. They wouldn't know my name.
You're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and welcome to our Fix This Yard show.
Well, you know, I think our yard is probably one of the best parts of our house right now. I think the inside of our house is looking a little,
Yeah, and that's being generous.
That is kind of being generous. You know, one of the things about our home is that we've started from the top down in our house. So the attic and the bedroom floor in our home is done. And then we jumped outside and we did some fences and a pergola and a play structure. And it looks really good. And you lawn stripe. So, like, the lawn looks gorgeous all the time when you cut it and mow it.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That has a lot to do with taking care of the grass.
Well, and our retaining wall outside, and we got some mums, too, because they're gorgeous this time of year.
Well, they're gorgeous to plant this. Oh, mums. I'm sorry. I thought you meant tulips.
No, mums.
Lexi, yeah, I know.
But mums are gorgeous this time of year.
Yes, a fall blooming plant, chrysanthemums, are beautiful to buy.
And the opposite of that are the tulips that Lexi has planted, our 10-year-old, and she's been blogging about it on our website, My Fix It Up Life. You have to check out her blog.
Yeah, she's totally tuned in. She likes that stuff.
Well, and she planted them. She's talking about planting them in a diamond pattern in the garden bed. And
that's
right. Yes.
Yes, for a spring bloom. We have gladiolus in that same bed.
Mm-hmm.
They bloom later in the season. So we'll now have color there throughout the season, and I hope, this is up to me, that I timed it right.
That you timed it right?
So the tulips will be up and they'll be done their bloom, so we can deadhead those as the gladiolus come in.
It's such a good thing for Lexi to be learning all of this stuff at her age, because it's something that will grow with her as she grows up, and no matter where she lives, if she lives in an apartment in the city or if she lives on a farm, you know, knowing how to plant things and how to take care of plants is such an important thing in life.
It's true, especially, like, if the world ends, she could be a farmer.
What?
You know, that's just one possibility. You don't watch the Terminator movies. You don't pay attention to that stuff. Me, it's front line.
The world ends? So you're teaching your 10-year-old daughter how to plant tulips so that if the world ends, she'll be all right?
She can make bread.
She can make bread? Really, do you listen to yourself? Or are you just calling out random words?
No, every guy in the audience is listening. He's like, yeah, that's right. That's right. Where are the bullets?
Okay, I'm changing the subject to Halloween.
Oh, equally frightening. I'm dressing up as the Terminator.
Are you really?
No.
Do you remember that time when Lexi wanted to be, what's that girl, the pink girl, Sporticus and...
Oh, on that
Lazy
show.
Town.
Lazy Town is
Stephanie.
A show.
Stephanie. So she wanted to be Stephanie. She's pink hair and a pink dress and the whole thing. And so my husband went as Sporticus. And if you're familiar with that program, you know, he's like this crazy, like,
he's
athlete.
A gymnast, I
like,
think.
He's insanely fit.
He really
and
does.
And he wears this, like,
show.
Really tight blue outfit. So Mark, like, pulled out, like, some of his old running and
on my triathlon suit.
Your triathlon suit,
yeah.
And you ran and you went around the neighborhood with Lexi in her little outfit, and it was the cutest thing ever.
Oh, that's nice. That was the year I chased around kicking her friends in the butt.
You did?
Yes.
Yeah.
They thought that was the greatest thing
they
anybody
were,
ever did.
I think they were like 6 years old.
Yeah,
they thought
were still
that was
pretty
great.
Little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think they think it is funny right now.
I did get heckled by the grown men in the street, though, taking their kids around and like, what are you doing?
What are you doing wearing a really tight outfit in my neighborhood?
Yes,
yeah.
You're making me uncomfortable.
Well, yeah, I think you would make a lot of people uncomfortable. But, you know, this year, Jack, our three-year-old, this is actually the fourth Halloween he's done.
Yeah, because of his birthday.
Yes, and, you know, he was only a couple weeks old, but I dressed him up in a fireman outfit and took him around to our neighbor's houses anyway. He hated it. He cried. It was awful.
Yeah, and shrieking baby means I hated it too, and I'm now scarred for Halloween.
But this year, he's going to be a doctor.
Yes.
He is going to be a doctor.
His meme got him a surgeon's outfit, scrubs.
Got him,
I guess.
Scrubs. It's the cutest thing.
He's going to have to wear long johns under the scrubs.
He might, depending on the weather. And Lexi's been talking about being an architect. We have a hard hat here, and she is asking me. I don't know. She goes through like...
Oh, she totally goes through phases.
4 or 5 different kinds of things that she wants to be until it's like the day of Halloween, and then she settles on it. You know, I think that happens with most girls.
She talks about it for a long time, like you said. And she also goes through phases like watching us do stuff.
Yeah.
Like she's seen us doing a lot of plans and different things around here. Architect.
Yes.
You know?
She likes to draw pictures, so she thinks that means that she wants to be an architect, which is lovely. And I like that she's participating in everything. But it's funny because she's like, what does an architect wear? And it's like...
What does an architect wear? It depends where you work.
Nice clothes.
Or not, unless they're working on the weekends in their home office. Or
no, architects pretty much, for the most part, no matter if they're cash or not, wear nicely clothes that fit and are nicely made and everything.
Maybe I missed my calling because I sleep in a necktie.
You sleep in your two-tone pants. So I have to ask you, we just have just about a minute left. I want to ask you what you think of the spider crafts I made.
Oh, they're wonderful. You made them out of Bondera.
Well, I made them
not out of Bondera.
I made them out of rubber and plastic spiders.
Yeah, you took a styrofoam ball, you wrapped it in Bondera,
then
you stuck these little spiders on top of it
to
make yet another end of humanity matrix character, and that's great.
You do dig them.
No, they really do really evoke the sense of the holiday, I guess. I guess not a holiday, but the event, and also make me think of the Matrix. Because if those things come alive, come down here, again,
okay,
Terminator,
10 seconds
end
left
of the world.
10 seconds left in this segment. Do you agree to make the spiders with me next year?
No. And on that note, we have to take a break. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Deal. Every time I hit a whistle for clear across the street, my kids are yelling, screaming.
Thinking about building a deck? Before you build, take time to dream a little.
And check out Destination Deck Series at realoutdoorliving.com for deck plans designed for every style of home.
Unique and customizable, click right through for a custom deck plan that fits your family and your home.
Your decking material of choice? Real natural wood. It's durable, beautiful, safe, and the best choice for the environment.
Spend your days outdoors enjoying fun, food, and family. And your beautiful new real wood deck.
realoutdoorliving.com.
Wood. It's real.
Shortfalls and little sins, close calls when no one wins. Stand tall, we're running thin. I'm wearing thin.
But we're not wearing thin. You're inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. And we are in the backyard.
We are actually, oh no. We're actually on swings in someone's backyard right now. And it kind of makes me nervous because you were actually standing on the swing earlier.
Oh yeah, you can do that. And there's enough line in our headphones. Where
See,
you can pull this off. I can get to the top.
Our radio equipment is such that he is connected to the board, and so he can't go too far away from me. And usually when we're in a studio, it makes it a lot more easy to, like, keep you under wraps.
That's right. Well, and then I have to say two things when you say that.
What's that?
First thing, Planet, you're in it. Fix it up fine.
Fix it up fine time, Mark's favorite segment of our show. And we have a special finder today.
That's right. So that's one. Number two.
Yes.
Sitting next to us in her own swing.
Oh.
None other than Fix This Yard's Amy Devers.
Woohoo! Hello, guys.
She is literally... Somebody get some cameras.
Somebody should
She's
get some
around.
Cameras.
She's attached to the wires. Yeah. I got to do some DIY radio repair.
You can't fence me in.
No, you can't.
You can't fence you can't. Amy Devers in.
You can't. And you might not be able to fix you either.
No.
Hard or not.
No, we're in Fix It Up Finds, and I want to know, what have you found besides those awesome boots that you're wearing that I want to have a pair of?
Well, these boots are awesome, actually. I'm on my second pair, one for each season of Fix This Yard. Actually, we're in season three now.
So that's 1.5 per season?
1.5 per season.
I'm good at the math.
We'll see how long these last. These are Steve Madden's, and I like them because they're the perfect blend of fashionable, but
yes,
really practical.
Well, they are practical because they have a flat heel. You can walk around in the mud, and they are
tons of traction.
Oh, look at that.
I wasn't ready for that.
Traction
and
Mark's face.
And I'm looking at Teresa talking, and I turn around, Amy's boot is in my face. That is how you do an interview.
Mark, are you paying attention? Because the holidays are coming up, and she just told you.
Can you send me an email
with
what you just said?
Yes,
I
can.
I wasn't listening.
Where you can find that.
You startled all the memories out of me.
And I like brown, if brown is available.
Right, so it's, what are they?
Steve Madden's Buggy. They're motorcycle boots.
All right.
They're really high.
They rock. No, okay. They are very, very cool.
Okay, so jumping off of boots.
Oh,
what?
No, we're not jumping off of them because, ladies and gentlemen, my Fix It Up Life boot test.
Oh.
Ooh, that sounds awesome.
The
what do
my
we do?
Fix It Up Life boot test has been passed by Amy Devers. They're muddy. They're scuffed up. They're chewed up. She's out there. She does it. She's not just a pretty face, even though she has one.
She's a very pretty face.
Oh.
Yeah, we're very lucky to be hanging out with you because, I have to,
She has to endure this, is what she
Yes, is what I'm
you
saying.
You guys are easy on the eyes yourself.
Williams, give her $20.
I think he might have already given her $20. You could owe her
There's a trail of cash going down the broken yard.
Okay, so
We're in Fix It Up Fine.
Okay.
So find
these,
us
these
some
boots
products.
Are number one. These work, they work in the fashion sector and they work in the practicality sector equally.
Give us more practicality sector.
Well, they're leather, so they're durable. They keep my feet warm and dry. There's lots of tread on the bottom. They go...
I noticed that when they were in my face.
They go up mid-calf, and for me, there's enough room to put a microphone pack in there.
Oh,
so
nice.
That's where I store my mic when I'm shooting.
That's
and they look loose
cool.
enough to be able to shove some tight-fitting pants in.
Exactly.
Not be too uncomfortable walking around.
Exactly, for the skinny pants. And you don't want... I find when I'm landscaping, I don't like pants to be on the outside of my boots because they just get wet and muddy,
yes.
And then you drag it into the house. Mm-hmm. So being able to tuck pants inside a boot is a great way to do landscaping.
Yeah, and homeowners awesome. Love that when you're not actually.
But you are more than a landscaper. You work
I'm so much more.
You work in the wood shop. You do all kinds of stuff. Give us something from inside the shop.
Okay, well, furniture is my first love, and
I love furniture too. I sit in it all the time.
I love sitting in it. I love making it. I love touching it. So I found this tool called a Festool Domino, which
yes,
it's kind
did.
Of like a biscuit joiner on steroids. It has all the ease of a biscuit joiner, but it makes a joint like a floating tenon mm-hmm. and mortise cuts. So it's like a mortise and tenon joiner with the ease of a biscuit joiner, which means you can knock out a table or a substantial piece of furniture in your garage. I mean, this tool has kind of revolutionized joinery
for
furniture.
It makes your ability to get a super stable joint on a heavy union of pieces of wood.
Exactly. Like, biscuit joints would not be really substantial enough for a chair, something that has to support the human body and, in a way that you may tilt in it or rock back in it, and it's really going to take a lot of torque on those joints. So
right.
A mortise and tenon is a really strong joint.
I just use drywall screws.
That's it. You're such a half-asser.
He's like, basically.
Yeah, a couple inch and a quarter.
See, Mark doesn't have the patience
I do
for
love
that.
Drywall screws for almost everything. I even use them as wine corks or corkscrews.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah,
no,
no, if you're anywhere, you can get a cork out with a drywall screw and a pair of pliers.
I am so,
like, impressed and unhappy at the same time because Mark's going to be doing that later at our house.
Are you kidding me? I'm going to have an auto-feed screw gun.
Well, they have that, don't they? Doesn't somebody make the...
Oh.
Is it Bosch?
In Europe.
Yeah,
they make
have the...
Like a 4-volt corkscrew.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah.
Somebody, I've never seen it. I've only heard about it.
I just saw it online. I haven't seen one in person. It kind of seems like a waste to me.
It seems a little excessive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But let's get back outside.
Oh, we only have about a minute left in this segment, so one more thing we can talk about.
Best Tool Domino's awesome. The boots are amazing. I was skeptical at first, but I've been really impressed with this Bare Premium Plus Paint and Primer Plus One product. I'm not a shampoo and conditioner and one kind of person.
I mean,
you know, I think
I can tell by your hair. it doesn't just say luster. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Oh, my shiny coat.
The shine. The bounce, yeah.
You do. You look like a Cocker Spaniel. It's spectacular. And I mean that in the best way.
Thank you so much. But to be honest with you, I'm completely surprised. This product gets great coverage, and I've been really happy with the color and the richness, and it really does cut down on a step. So.
And are you painting this house here at Fix My Yard
with that paint? Yes, we are.
Can you
say
what the color is, or can you not?
Colorado Springs.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I've been there.
Yeah. Can you guess what color that is?
That's a blue color.
That is probably – Colorado Springs is a desert, so I'm guessing that it's brown.
Brown?
No, we're talking about the water element.
Springs.
It's going to be blue.
I'm just being obtuse. We probably have to take a break.
We do have to take a break.
We'll be back with more from Fix This Yard on My Fix It Up Life.
She's all laid up in bed with a broken heart. Well, I'm sitting here at Malone on my local bar. And we don't know how we got into this bad situation. Doing things out of frustration. Trying to make it work, but man, these times are hard. We're gonna stop by drinking old cheap bottles of wine. Sit talking up all night.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real Wood is a perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clements. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says, "A wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life." Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Heading down south to the land of the pine, thumbing my way up to North Carolina, staring up the road and praying to God I see headlights.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark.
And my fixed up wife,
Teresa. Oh, I didn't even say fix it up husband that time.
No, you didn't. You
he
don't have
stole
to see
it.
Me. You have a beautiful new top on.
Oh, I do. Thank you for noticing.
Yeah.
Did you notice like all of the like the detailing around the
There's
you didn't
no question.
Notice any of the detailing.
First thing I noticed.
See, you know, you're just like a man. You're like, you know, it's not about what the clothes look like. It's how the lady looks in the clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Amy Devers from Fix This Yard, wouldn't you agree?
I would agree. I would agree, yes. Yes, it's not the shirt, it's how you wear it.
It is how
yes.
you wear it.
Yes, for- I like the attitude. And
yes,
that's my Fix It Up find, Amy Devers' attitude.
Her attitude
yes.
is your find?
It's the first attitudinal Fix It Up find in Fix It Up find history.
That actually is correct. That is the first time that an attitude ever has ever been found for our show.
I found it because she's sitting next to me.
Yeah, that's really good. You looked really far for it as well.
Mean,
and for everybody else who wants to find Amy, you can find her at amydevers.com. And you can follow her on Twitter, too, because we do. And we've been following you. Traveling around the country lately. Like, a lot of tweets are going out from all over the place.
Yes, you have to follow me very carefully. I'm sending out signals from all over the country, and you never know where I'll turn up next.
Right? Well, you've turned up here to fix this yard.
I am. I'm fixing this yard.
And you're swinging around.
It's
on this
broken,
real,
and I'm fixing it.
Real wood playset in the backyard. I almost swung into our equipment. And what is the scope of work here on this Fix This Yard?
Well, we focus on front yards, and we always deal with making the front yard, you know, workable and much better looking, and also the front of the house. So this particular yard is drowning in ivy. It's like being completely suffocated by ivy. So we have to remove all of that.
That's no easy job.
No.
No,
I'm actually not looking forward to it.
You've got to have equipment come.
Yeah, we do. We have equipment coming for that, and we're going to put in a new walkway, and we're going to do a lot of planting and sod, and we're going to paint the house and add shutters.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Now
basically
ivy.
Dial up the awesome to 11.
So what's the rating of awesome right now for the house?
The rating of awesome, it's operating at about a negative 20.
Wow, that's a long way for it to be dialed up.
But
yeah.
Ivy is nice.
Ivy can be nice. Ivy is also very invasive, and it can be completely obnoxious.
And it has taken this place completely over.
Mm-hmm.
They got all kinds of stuff in it, and like trees and like
baseballs.
Plants. Baseballs. Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Dead cats, snakes. I'm sure. I'm
dead
not
cats?
Sure what's in there.
Cats?
What? I don't know. Chickens, elephants.
Chickens.
I'm not sure what we're going to find. Monkeys.
Cats and rats and elephants. As sure as you're born.
Little
will there
woodland
be a unicorn
creatures.
In there?
If we find a unicorn. Then I will have met my soulmate.
I'm a little bit scared, honey. Should we go get in the truck and
you
go
know,
home
I'm
now?
Not sure I'm going to be able to continue because I looked in her eyes and she was serious.
She's actually really serious, and that kind of creeps me out.
So we've gone from fix it up find of an attitude to a delusional fantasy. Amy Devers, thanks for joining us on my Fix It Up Life.
Well,
we don't know what to do next.
And Amy, you're more than just a yard fixer. You know, you build furniture, you do all kinds of things, and you were working on LEED certification too, weren't you? The last time we talked.
Oh, I've been working on that for a long time. To
okay.
be honest with you, I'm kind of procrastinating.
I think everyone is.
Yeah.
It's hard. There's lots of stuff you have to do.
And it's kind of like a homework assignment where I keep getting other things higher priority.
Yeah.
In general, I'm learning a lot more about green building and sustainability and eco-friendly products as I go along. But in terms of getting LEED certified, I'm totally dropping the ball on that
so
one.
So in the spinoff from Fix This Yard, you're not going to do Pave This Yard.
Urban Blight. That's what I'm going for.
So watch Amy Devers and Urban Blight.
We're making this
happen. It'll be a really you know popular one with all the environmentalists. It's a Planet Green show for sure.
Yeah. Waterhog.
Waterhog.
All the faucets leak.
Yeah.
Water infiltration in the roof. That's great.
That's really
cool.
Good.
Amy Devers is actually a home improvement expert, and we're talking about
unicorn lover
yard.
And you know, sort of.
So you've got ivy to deal with.
Yes.
We just heard some beeping in the background, which sounded like some type of dumpster truck showing up. So you put all that stuff in a dumpster, or how does it get out of here?
Yes. Usually we work with a local landscaping crew who's familiar with all the local ordinances and pulls permits if we need that. So that helps out a lot. And then we usually get a dumpster that's just for green waste.
Uh-huh.
And then if we're doing major construction stuff, we get a dumpster for
the construction debris
and nails and stuff like that that can't go in with the green waste.
Oh, wow.
And then we haul it out of here, dispose of it properly.
Nice. And then you're bringing in all new topsoil, new plants.
Yeah, I'm sure we're going to need new topsoil for this one. But, yes, we're going to lay some sod. We're going to delineate some nice flower beds that really accentuate the lot. We're going to do some multidimensional planting so we get some levels and some color, but make sure that it stays low maintenance for this couple because they're really busy. And if don't keep it low maintenance, then it'll look like this again.
And do you do different designs throughout the series? Like some people are more into it than others?
Oh, yeah. And we get different requests. Some people really are just hell-bent on only native plants, and they really want, indigenous plantings with zero maintenance, and some people are like, no,
back,
I want an English
back,
rose garden.
Back to pave this
oh,
yard.
Oh, seriously?
I think asphalt's indigenous.
Wow. So how do you find people for the show? Is there a place that they can write in and try to say, come to my yard and fix it up?
Well, the premise of the show is that their neighbors turn them in.
Oh. So was there a place that neighbors can go and say, please come and...
Yes, because I have some neighbors I want to turn in.
First
of all, myself.
We
lost control a little while ago.
So are people upset, though, when they find out that their neighbors have turned them in?
Yes, but that's part of it. Like, they need to be shamed into taking action because they've usually let it get so bad, or perhaps they're new to the neighborhood, and they need to know that the front yard really affects everybody's property value.
Yes.
So they have a responsibility to kind of, up their game.
Oh,
in
my
order
goodness.
To
Yeah,
people
kind
get,
of like, yeah, your right to swing stops at my nose.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Just because it's your property line doesn't mean you're the only one who can see it. Have you ever built just a giant wall around people's yards to contain
a fortress? There's been times when I felt like that was the best course of action, but...
Imprison this yard.
You go home, though, to your house, are you inspired by what you're doing here, or you just want to go inside and curl up and say, I'm going to build furniture now?
That's kind of the unfortunate thing. After a long, hard day of fixing yards, by the time I get home, the last thing I want to do is fix my own yard.
Yes.
But I live on a hill, and the front of my house is at the bottom of the hill, so that's just a driveway. So it's my backyard. Nobody can see that.
Oh.
Now, what part of the country do you live in?
Southern California, Los Angeles.
And where are you from?
Michigan, Detroit.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have the Midwest Lake Rim accent going at all. I can usually spot that.
Oh, but I'm tough.
Oh, are you?
I'm Detroit tough.
You are? You're going to have a fight with Teresa? Celebrity death match.
No, Teresa and I are on the same team.
I always go for a celebrity death match.
I have to say,
no one has taken me up on it.
That's the first time Mark has ever offered me in a fight before. And I feel
that
like...
That probably wasn't the best move I ever made.
I feel odd for it. I don't fight people. I am so not a fighter.
I don't fight people.
I don't. I would be like, sorry, I'm all set. Like,
I don't think I can fight Teresa. Yeah, like, I just want to be your friend.
Yeah, I don't really... No.
So boring, though.
But if anybody threatened us, I bet we could team up and take them down.
There you go.
Yeah, we could. Yeah.
There
like
you go.
You.
That's what I like.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
Yeah.
Put some boots back in my face.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, very good.
Yeah. Are you happy now?
I am thrilled, and I'm very excited to be on the set of Fix This Yard with Amy Devers.
I am very excited, too. And you can go to aetv.com/fix-this-yard to find out more information about the show. Find out when it's going to air. This is for the third season. Do we know when that's going to air yet?
I don't know when we've had the time slot of Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. for the last few years, so I think it's going to be the same, and we'll probably premiere sometime in March or early April.
Oh, that's a good time of year, too. So that's when everyone's going outside and going, so what are we going to do with our yard this spring?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Now I have another question for you. How many interviews, because you're a global superstar.
Global.
And you really are.
Like Michael Jackson.
You really are. I'm not making fun of you. You're really like global superstar.
Well, especially with the show that you were doing, interviewing everyone, all the famous designers. I mean, that was incredible.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still jealous.
So many places.
I'm jealous of myself.
But the real question, okay, fancy pants designers and people who change the world, that's great. How many interviews have you ever done on a swing set?
Well, you mean official, like being recorded interviews, or people just asking me questions to see if I'm cool?
I didn't know there were two types.
Well, there's the playground type, and then there's the Yahoo type where you come with recording equipment. This is our studio for the day. Only one of that variety.
So that's us, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Very good.
I think on that note, we're going to go to break, dear.
Okay, let's do it. We'll be back on the other side with more of my Fix It Up Life.
Running from the cold up in New England, I was born to be a fiddler in an old-time string band. Baby plays guitar and I pick banjo now.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clemens. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Hometime, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
Thinking about building a deck? Before you build, take time to dream a little.
And check out Destination Deck Series at RealOutdoorLiving.com for deck plans designed for every style of home.
Unique and customizable, click right through for a custom deck plan that fits your family and your home.
Your decking material of choice? Real natural wood. It's durable, beautiful, safe, and the best choice for the environment.
Spend your days outdoors enjoying fun, food, and family. And your beautiful new real wood deck.
RealOutdoorLiving.com.
Wood. It's real.
Well, everybody else is getting out of bed, usually getting in it. I'm not in it to win it. There's a thousand ways you can skin it.
And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark.
And my wife Teresa, and a yard well on its way to being fixed.
That is true. We are on the set of Fix This Yard, A&E show, and it airs Saturday mornings. And we are here at it's the third season.
It is the
filming.
Third season, that's right.
And it's going to start airing in March, I think.
I think so. Mm-hmm. But maybe we can have our guest, Alan Luxmore, clarify that more for us. He was just out there ripping up some ivy, digging with the shovel.
Yes, and you asked if he could wear a parka or something because he is so ripped that you feel, he said you were feeling a little bit like...
Yeah, I did. I asked for the producer, Bart, if you could come out in either a bathrobe or a parka because you actually look different from the last season that I saw you to this season.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, you know, I wanted to get ready for season three because this is going to be the best season yet, and... I had a lot of time off since it's been about a year before we shot the last season. So I was unemployed and went to the gym a lot and just got ready.
Nice, nice. You know, what's your routine? Are you in there 12 hours a day?
Oh, minimum of 12 hours a day.
Minimum of 12 hours a day.
It's long days. We do it in the weekend. And, you know, my co-host and partner, Amy Devers, she's pretty much the brains behind the operation. So I figure if I just work out a lot and look good, that's pretty much all I have to do on
the
show.
That's the basis of our marriage.
The muscle.
Strong back, weak mind.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
That's good balance.
You are definitely the muscle in our relationship. That's for sure. No one would even think that I'm the muscle at all.
You're too pretty.
Oh,
too pretty.
You're pretty too.
Now, Alan.
I'm going to throw up now. Thanks.
Yeah,
right,
I would.
Now, you're also on Picker Sisters, too.
Yes, that is true. I was able to be on Picker Sisters because of course, Lifetime is part of the same corporate umbrella, A&E Lifetime. They're all one. So I have another show that I work with two very good friends of mine on, and we're finished wrapping that now. We've wrapped that show.
Cool.
And now I'm on my favorite show, Fix This Yard.
Nice.
The one that I really love.
Now, you got your start in this whole TV thing with Extreme Makeover. Isn't that right, from the construction side of things?
That is right. Mark, you've done your homework, haven't you?
Teresa did her homework and
I
told
did.
Me what to say.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You know, this sounds a lot like Amy and I, actually. Perfect. Yes, I actually did get my start working behind the scenes on Extreme Makeover Home Edition. I was the first project manager that they had and perfected the 106-hour build.
Yep. Oh,
which
really?
Is
that guy.
I am.
So you worked on the first
many
house there,
times
too?
Talking about this.
Yes.
Yes.
We're fascinated.
Yeah, we're fascinated.
I was the first house that I joined them on was the end of season one, where it was the first time they knocked a house down, and we started from the foundation up.
Okay.
And then from that moment on, my ADHD kicked in. I was hooked, and it was a wild ride because they literally, like most TV shows that do renovations in a weekend, have no idea what they were doing when it comes to building a house, yet they wanted to do it in a week.
Right.
For
right.
shooting purposes. And I understood construction. I was a general contractor and had been for years by that point. And then it was so crazy. I mean, it was the craziest thing you've ever seen in your life. And
it's
I was addicted. I was hooked.
And it's crazy now with a plan. I mean, it's an elegant ballet. Seeing all the
yes.
equipment going by and the framing, the panelized walls, the superior walls, foundation walls.
Mm-hmm.
That dance doesn't happen by accident.
You've got the brand calling out, don't you? The superior walls coming
well,
in.
We just saw it.
Yes.
Yeah, we were just there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it is a well-orchestrated dance that we do with building the house. And the story that really never gets told is how difficult the build is. Because everyone I talk to, they always ask me, do you really do it in 106 hours?
Yeah.
And the truth is, yes. From the moment we hit the house, from the moment they hit the house now, it's not we anymore since I've gone on to bigger and better with Fix This Yard. And don't even remember who the host is of that other show, that weird guy
you know
that yells on the microphone.
You know, it's funny. It's off the air now. Yeah, it got canceled.
It is. Oh, yes. Yes, I'm sure it did. Once they lost me as the project manager, I'm sure that it got canceled. And Ty, if you're listening, I'm sorry. He's actually a good friend of mine.
Oh, that's great.
But, yeah, he's fading quickly, and I'm on my way up. So, but
it's funny. Last time we talked to Ty, he said he didn't like you either.
Good. We have a mutual respect for each other.
He called it out. You know, I said, Ty, you seem like a nice guy. Who don't you like the most? And he said, well, Alan.
Alan, yeah.
Well, I made it easy for him to succeed, so I can see how he would hate me. But, yeah, we do the build in 106 hours. So it's an incredible process, start to finish. And I did over 50 builds myself.
Wow.
While on the job, and then trained two other project managers who took over when I left.
So swinging back around to Fix This Yard, you're the project manager on this. You're seeing through how this process gets done, right?
Yes, that is true. I'm the project manager for the show, and I oversee the construction, the renovation, the yards, start to finish. I work with the homeowners, work with Amy Devers, my co-host, and, you know, on a wing and a prayer, we get the yard done in a weekend and teach the homeowners how to do it. And that's not easy. If any homeowners are out there listening, to teach somebody how to do the work in their yard, work with power tools, you know,
right.
I'm literally taking a mother of three and putting a chainsaw in her hands and saying, okay, I'm going to teach you how to cut this bush down.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Nice. Nice.
And
I would be, like, crying, nervous
power.
For her.
And power.
Yes.
Well, you know, we give them all the proper safety equipment,
no.
eye protection.
Now, when you leave a yard that you've fixed, are you ever nervous for the homeowners that they're not going to be able to keep it up? Or do you leave them instructions on, like, what they should be doing?
Yes, yes. Specific instructions not to call us when we leave.
I'm never here. We were never here. It was a dream.
When we are there, and I always use this old saying that goes back to biblical times that, you know, you could feed a man a fish, give a man a fish and feed him for a day,
yeah.
or teach him to fish and Feed Them for Life. And we actually do teach them how to work in their yard and how to maintain their yard. So, you know, when we leave, the last thing we want is a call back. The last thing our network wants is a call back, our production company, because we want to do quality work, teach them how to maintain their yard, and give them something they can use.
Okay.
Because when we come up to these front yards, they're a mess.
Yeah.
I'm sure you guys have seen the show because you've done your homework.
We've seen this front yard. I mean, you don't have to tell us.
The ivy yard, yes. I was just rolling around in poison ivy about 10 minutes ago. So.
Awesome.
And do you have your friends now are asking you to help them with their yards because of this show?
You know,
you go over to a party or barbecue or something, like, wow.
You know, Alan, turns out I live in a jungle.
You know the answer to that, don't you? Everybody, anytime you tell somebody you work on a renovation show, whether it's the yard, the bathroom, redoing the house, the first thing they ask you is, you want to come to my yard? Will you come to my yard? You should see my yard. And I'm like, I don't want to see your yard. I don't want to fix your yard.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, as it turns out, I don't want to see you.
And then they say, how do I get on the show? I'm like, Google it. Go to the network. It's really easy. It's actually very easy to get nominated for the show, Nancy Glass Productions. On their website, you can go on their website and apply for a front yard renovation.
Right.
And really, they're looking for the worst yard on the block.
Oh,
and
wow.
A family that needs help getting that done. And then Amy and I come in and we get to work. And it's a fun process. And I give the homeowners a lot of I make fun of them a little bit. I give them a hard time. And that's my philosophy in work. I work really hard, but I like to make it fun.
Right, right. Now, speaking of fun, it's always fun when there's, say, sprinkler line, water main, stuff that you had marked out from 611 or 811, whatever.
Call before you dig.
Yeah. But it's not
911. We just hit a gas line and there's a fire in the front yard.
Yeah, call after you dug.
Right,
yeah.
Call exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you know, you have it sprayed out, but they missed by 2 feet or something like that. And have you found the geyser of the missing sprinkler system?
Yeah, I usually blame Amy when that happens.
Totally, I would do that too.
It's usually a designer issue.
To say that's not fair.
I know it isn't fair.
It might be true though.
But in my defense,
I don't buy it. Yeah. I'm not buying it at all.
How dare you decide?
I'm not buying it.
How dare you decide to put a new shrub where that sprinkler system is unmarked?
Yeah, and Teresa, I mean, honestly, in my defense, I don't blame her in front of her face. I do it behind her back. So
you should.
She never knows that I'm accusing her of being the reason.
Of course, she can hear this. We've got it actually wired out to her now.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
I'm joking, Amy. You know that.
She just applied her pistol permit. It's funny. Right. Now it's amazing how this all shakes out.
You know, that's part of the difficulties in doing this renovation in a weekend is making sure you know where the sewer line is and the gas line and the water main. And the last thing we want to do is come in and be irresponsible.
Totally.
Contractors.
No, absolutely.
And embarrass ourselves. And with that said,
it still happens.
I'm really good at embarrassing myself. And I overreact a lot. Because I think it's fun. I think it's fun when you're working with a lot of times the homeowners are nervous. You know, they don't know. It's the first time they've done anything like this. And, you know, in a Jerry Lewis type style, I like to make fun of myself, and it draws them in, and we're very friendly in our atmosphere, and they open up quickly because, as you know, if we're working with homeowners that never talk and won't engage, it's difficult to shoot our show.
And are they intimidated? Like, you know, all of a sudden there's TV cameras, there's guy like you, guy like Amy.
Yeah, guys like Amy. Yeah,
aren't a lot of guys like Amy on there.
She gives it to you, doesn't she?
She
doesn't let you off the hook easy, huh, Mark?
She does. I better. Can we edit that?
I don't think we can edit that, but we do have to go to break there, dear. So I want to tell everyone to go to alanluxmore.com and to like him on Facebook, go to his fan page and check out Fix His Yard on A&E. And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Open up your eyes, see like me. Open up your plans, then you're free. Look into your heart and you'll find love, 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 love. Listen to the music of the moment people dance with me. Sweet just one big family. It's our God-intended right to be loved, 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 loved.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fipon.com.
Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. The authentic look of wood means your deck blends into your backyard. Real Wood is the perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. Whether you're starting from scratch with a brand new deck or your existing deck needs resurfacing, choose Real Wood. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
It might be the prettiest face looking back at me. It might be an idle conversation piece. It might be another wasted memory. And I'd like to wait and see.
But you don't have to wait any longer because you are back inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
I can see that, my wife, Teresa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We are still on the set of Fix This Yard.
This yard is not fixed yet.
Well, and they're fixed. Alan Namie are fixing it right now.
Well, it's not fixed yet, so I want to lodge a complaint.
You are?
Yeah, with the producer of the show.
Okay, well, he's sitting right here, so you can actually lodge that complaint. Are you going to, do some kind of antic to lodge it? Are you going to write a little note and pass it to him?
Bart McCatchy, what I'm going to do with you is take a 6x6 timber and throw it like a javelin through the windshield of your car with a note on it that says, this yard is not yet fixed. Please advise.
I took a bobcat here, so that's going to be fine.
You know, I don't really believe you, but I believe that you would actually do what you just said you were going to do.
Well, Bart, I have to level with you. I would at least want to do that. I believe I could resist the urge to try and do it.
Yeah.
But it would occur to me as you...
Well, you already invited Amy Devers to fight me.
Yeah, celebrity deathmatch.
Yeah, I just really can't get over that style. And
which I will pay to see, by the way.
And you call her like a puppy.
Cocker Spaniel.
Yeah.
She has shiny hair.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't know where you're coming from today.
Well, I'm coming to you from this Real Wood swing set that you can't make it up with here.
It's gorgeous.
And it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Big giant A-frames, and it's in the back of the as-yet-to-be-fixed yard.
You know, if I was working on this show, I would be on the swing set. You would have to, literally push me and pull me off the swing.
I've worked with you before, I know.
I love swings, yeah.
So, Bart, if you are someone in need of a yard fix, how does one actually get on this program?
On the Internet. Yeah, they look us up on A&E's website or on nancyglassproductions.com. And we're always looking for ugly front yards. That's we do them here in Pennsylvania where we're at currently. We've been in Florida. We've been on the in Los Angeles. We'll go wherever the warm weather's at. But if you got an overgrown yard and curb appeal is not looking good, we fix it. So all
do
in
people
a weekend.
They have to write in a story or just send you some ugly photos?
Those ugly photos.
Yeah.
That's key. I mean, you're selling your space first. It's got to look ugly.
Yeah.
It's got to look ugly. And if you got a personality to go with it, that's always a plus. But,
that's cool.
You got to have the bad space.
Now, is there any irony involved where they're actually hard to find?
There are some because most people, as you can imagine, can take a lawnmower or go out with some hedge trimmers in a weekend and have it look somewhat presentable. And we really look for those eyesores, those places that you almost get in a car crash passing. Just looks, you can't even see the house. You can't even, like, does no one live here almost? Is it place vacant?
Now, do you ever do that?
Yes.
Have you turned anyone in for the show?
Oh, absolutely.
You have?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like, any neighbors or anyone
you
actually know?
Can you list your neighbors' names and addresses that you've turned
in? The problem with those...
Do they know that you turned them in?
Yeah. Oh, that's the best part.
Okay.
Is that actually, you tell them you turn them in at your place, and nothing better than having a beverage with a friend and saying, your yard is absolutely hideous. I can get you on a TV show. What do you think? But how we find them mostly is... having production assistants, interns, people driving the neighborhoods.
Oh, really?
And they'll knock on a door and say, here's a flyer, give us a call.
Tell you what, I'm going to give you some addresses for it to knock on.
Oh, that's
there's
true.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
We have a couple.
We drive by several really interesting properties.
Oh,
in
spectacular.
Our town.
Yeah. Spectacular. Mm-hmm. Our street. In fact, we live in a blown-out neighborhood. Could you do our street?
Now, do you ever...
That's actually a great special right there. We need
What's
to find
that, blown
a
street, out
street, just a street.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
There's, you know there's
not
ones
a bad
out
idea.
There.
Idea. Check out nantyglassproductions.com or A&ETV.com.
Oh, yeah, if your entire neighborhood looks awful.
Yeah, or if you're the lone shining star on a street of train wrecks, call, email us, info@myfixituplife.com, and we'll link you up directly.
So what are some of the stories of the people, you know, that you've gone to and fixed their yards? Is there anything that's just been, like, completely over the top or anything you found inside hidden in bushes or anything like that?
We do. We get it all. I mean, the biggest question always is why? How did it get like this? And you get the gamut there with just moved in.
Like they inherited it?
Yeah,
from the previous,
of course. Easy
like,
excuse.
Old lady or whatever.
Yeah, easy excuse.
We just moved in 10 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. you know, a lot of people, it's crazy, are really focused on the inside, and they would leave their front yard completely a mess, and they've put on beautiful additions on the back of their house and haven't touched even the front yard.
You're kidding
me.
You go in and you find, like, primo cabinets and granite countertops.
Exactly. And then the front yard, you can't even see the house. So it's you had that where people put money in different places and have forgot about the what the first impression is when people pull up to a house. So.
Do they? Can you tell that they literally stop seeing it?
I think so. Yeah, I think in a lot of these people, they do know that it's on the list. But it's a big list, and it's not at the top where it should be. Which you know, imagine driving home to that and pulling up to that every day.
So when you do a Fix This Yard episode,
mm-hmm.
how long is the shoot cycle? Like, how long are you going to be here from start to end?
Start to end, we're here, gets done in a week.
Oh, no kidding.
Now, are you going around
just so you know, I'm a one-take wonder.
You are a wonder.
Right or wrong, one take.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
it.
Now, are
Mark,
you guys
you weren't
running...
supposed to cut that tree down. Doesn't matter, it's down.
Seriously?
Yeah, one take, moving on.
You would do that, too. I've had so many experiences with you where I say, you know, I think that would look, and then it's done.
And it's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
I like to move.
Now, are you guys running around trying to find product or trying to, like, you know, trying to figure stuff out, like, during the process, too? Or is it all planned out, like, very well beforehand?
We do. There's a lot planned out beforehand, but as you know, in construction, once you start the rip, everything
mm-hmm.
changes, and once you start to see things, especially once you start seeing a house that you haven't seen in maybe decades, plans change, and we're on a tight timeline, so things happen on the fly, design changes on the fly, and, you know, literally homeowners are making the decisions on the fly on what they want the front of their house to look like.
Wow.
So, 'cause these laborers aren't hanging around for weeks and weeks. They're here, and they're here to get a job done.
Yeah.
So.
Now, are the homeowners here the entire time,
too?
Oh,
yeah, they're getting their hands dirty.
Oh, they are.
Yeah. So we'll have everyone from expert DIYers to people that have never picked up a shovel. So that's part of the fun.
They must be sore at the end of a weekend like this. And I am sorely distressed that we have to take a break.
Yes, we're at the end of the segment and we have to go, but we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
And it's funny how it's little things in life that mean most. Not where you live or what you drive or the price tag on your clothes. No dollar sign on the peace of mind, this I come to know.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fipon.com.
back at me. You might be.
And you're back inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
Yeah, and I really enjoy talking with Amy and Alan from Fix This Yard. They're both lovely people.
Yeah, too bad neither one of them has any energy.
Oh, my goodness. When we showed up on the set, Amy came over out of nowhere, and she's just like, hey, guys, what's new? And just kind of, like, blew us over.
Yeah, yeah. Super friendly. I would give her good energy rating.
Oh,
Alan,
huge.
Alan, I would give lots of energy rating.
Kind
the
of like...
guy's veins were just blasting.
Yeah.
I mean, the gym people would call him a worm factory.
Well, I'm glad that we did our interviews on swings, too, because they're such high-energy people that it kind of helps, you know, to be able to wiggle around a little bit.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And I almost didn't swing into the equipment several times. And my almost didn't means I did.
Anyway, we'll Fix This Yard. It's on A&E, and you can check it out. Go to aetv.com to check out when it airs, because I think they're doing some reruns of the first and second season right
now.
Yeah,
and what their episodes are and all that stuff, so you can plan your Saturdays around it.
Oh, yeah, and definitely go to amydevers.com and alanluxmore.com, and you have to go to myfixitupliife.com because we are giving away 41 cool tools.
That's right. We've got, and I have to read this, even though I made this title up, the Stanley Tools Fat Max Super Pack.
Fat Max Super Pack.
Fat Max Super Pack. Now that I've read it a bunch of times, I don't need to read it anymore until the next time.
And how many tools do you win?
Behind door number two, Teresa's 32 tools. We've got layout tools, measuring, marking, work facilitation, organization.
And you can go and enter to win on our Facebook page at My Fix It Up Life, or you can go to myfixituplife.com to enter to win. And we're also giving away a really cool DeWalt 18-volt cordless 9-tool combo kit.
Yes, from toolking.com. So whether you win it or you're buying tools, definitely check out tools at Tool King. They've got everything.
They do have everything.
Yeah,
you know,
they're a really good resource for getting the tool you need at the price that works.
But I don't know anyone else who's giving away this many tools that we're giving away at My Fix It Up Life.
That's a throwdown. That's a throwdown to
we
home
must
improvement
love all of
media.
You out there, because I don't think, like, we're super generous with the tools that we have. We share them.
Yes, and we should also put that in real terms, that we're lucky to work with companies
that share them with us to share them with you.
To you. We don't get them.
No, we don't. You guys get them, and we're so excited. And, you know, it's fun to hear back from everyone who wins really awesome prizes and how they're using them in their homes and photos of projects that they're doing. And we just love hearing from you. So if you're working on a project, send us an email at info@myfixituplife.com or post a picture on our Facebook page. If you have a question, you can send us a tweet, too. We'd love to hear from you. And, you know, if you've discovered something that's like a little tip or a trick or something that has saved you time in your remodeling projects, share it with us, because you know what? It helps everybody when we share.
Home improvement is all about doing the work you need to do, making forward progress, doing a good job, and having fun. So, yes, follow us on Twitter. Yes, check out our videos on YouTube. And, yes, join us again for another episode of My Fix It Up Life.
It might be a white dress walking up to me. It might be a sunrise in a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key at night. I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. Just a simple love of you. But what do I say to you when I can see all I want with you? You might be grandkids running at my feet. You might be a best friend aging gracefully. You might be lifelong love filled guarantee tonight. So glad that we. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked through the door tonight into my face.
crazy fixing of life. This is our fixing of life. This is my fixing of life.